Against All Odds is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, and you must be 21 or older. Podcast Network Cousin Sal coming to you on a Monday morning. Yeah, Mikey Meatballs fiddling with the knobs. Babyface Joel Solomon is producing this disaster. And joining me as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, a degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Bri, and Darren the Parlay Kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's up, Sal?
What's going on, buddy?
Our cadence is off a little. Oh, there he is. Okay, the Parlay Kid is having some technical difficulties. We're starting a little late here, but I think he's just embarrassed because he had the Bills, and so did I. I don't know. I wouldn't want to come on either. But there we go. Lots of action packed sports yesterday and Saturday, and even more today as we're doing something foolish. We are tonight. Joining the Race to 10 Marathon Monday. That's what we're calling it. All 30 teams in the NBA are in action, playing at staggered start times, and we're betting each game, one team to get to 10 first, and it's going to take 4.5 hours, and we're going to hate each other and ourselves afterwards. I can almost guarantee it, but there's just so much to talk about. I would love, Brother Bri, to spend a half hour just going off on Harry and H-Dog for the college football pick of the year, which went down Tennessee money line over Georgia. Didn't stand a chance, Harry. Disgusting. Put it out there to H-Dog. Bad, bad pick. I don't even know what to do with you.
Well, that was rough. Look, college is rough. Like, again, I mentioned to you guys.
College is rough.
Listen.
I don't remember this disclaimer.
Last year, this is the thing. College playoff happened last year. Cincinnati and Michigan finally get in after crying how they don't get it. They get in, and they were just, like, happy to be there. It was sort of like that way for Tennessee against Georgia. But early in the game, we witnessed probably the best punt in the history of punting in that game. That was a 75-yard punt, knocked out at the one. I texted you guys when it was 7-3 at the time, and I said, I'd rather take the safety. Get the safety. That'd be fine. Get out of Dodge. You're down 9-3, and Georgia has the ball back.
That doesn't mean that they wouldn't have scored on the safety. The punt would have gone to the four, whatever.
What I'm saying is take the bad pick. No.
Right. Exactly, no. Harry.
Hold on a second.
I didn't know college is rough was not part of the disclaimer. That wasn't in the
rap song. No, because you don't always know what you're going to get when you think the team that scores 50 a game. My point is take. I'm saying to take a safety when you know you're in trouble like that.
Harry, they got killed. They got murdered.
No, they didn't get killed. They didn't get killed.
It was a bad pick.
No, they didn't get killed. Take the safety. You're down 9-3. You're down 9-3. You kick off, and Georgia has the ball at their own 30. Instead, you punt, and Georgia has the ball at the Tennessee 38. They score, and it's 14-3 in minutes.
So it's 25 yards difference for the 2 points, and they might have scored anyway because they were
The ball at the 30.
All right. You got killed. You're isolating 3 minutes of a game in which you got murdered in, and it was your game of the year.
Again, right, so but also my problem is this is convenient. When Hooker can run, and he's done it all year, why are you continuing to stay in the pocket taking sacks when you have no offensive line left the rest of the game?
But he looks slow trying to run compared to George's defense, though, didn't he?
Yeah, of course, but you can't stay in the pocket when you're getting killed.
You know what? He overthrew. He wasn't great. And I look back and I have him to win the Heisman. I actually put money on it at 60-1. I'm like, oh my God, now he's definitely not winning because I have money on it as I look back. But he overthrew a bunch of receivers, and he actually did that against Alabama as well.
He had three shots at over 50-yard touchdowns that were on the money, the touchdowns.
They got beat up.
Okay, but you know what? Yeah. If those two meet in the college playoff on a neutral field, guess what? I'm taking Tennessee again.
That's your play. The second play of the year.
If they meet Georgia again, I'm taking Tennessee.
All right, we'll laugh at you twice.
I think that was my biggest problem with Harry is after this was over, he kind of laughed it off and just said, "I got my team total, the total of the year coming up immediately after that."
Well, that was Sal being a jerk to me, so I had to fire back.
I had no idea. Well, I don't know. You could take shots at everybody else if that's what's going to be.
That was H-Dog.
And Harry struck out with the college football pick of the year. A little housekeeping here. The prop quiz update. Oh, extrapoints.com/arcade. We have our prop quiz. We have our pick'em contest. Joe Dobies, not Doobies, Harry. Don't get excited. Joe Dobies wins with 7 right out of 10. I had 6. I was close.
I had 5.
Prop culture. You had 5, Bri?
Yeah, 5.
All right, yep. Almost there. Prop culture goes today in November. Prop culture, it has election props and what color will the Al Roker's fedora be on Thanksgiving, the Dancing with the Stars winners, lots of stuff. Taylor Swift, top 10 songs at the end of the month. Do that, extrapoints.com/arcade. What else do I want to say? I mentioned the Race to 10 marathon Monday. That's today. The Astros won the World Series. I cashed my 10-1 ticket, me and Mattress Mac. Good job by me. I blew it all, so don't worry about it. But anyway, right now, it's time to deep dive into the collectively crushed soul of the degenerate trifecta in a segment we hate to call bed aches.
When a bet makes you sick and you make the wrong pick, it's a bed ache. It's a bed ache. It's a bed ache.
All right, let me start things off. Arizona Cardinals +7.5. Yes, that's an adjusted line. Because they were at home. They were favored to beat Seattle. I thought they'd turn it around. I hate this team. And I still bet them because I lost on the Bills money line parlay. We were all there screaming about the Bills. I don't know how they lost to the Jets. So then what do? I have to get it back, right? I have to blow through these Astros winning. So I double up on Arizona +7.5 and the Chiefs money line. This is when they were down 3-0. They get back in the game, pick 6 by Geno Smith. That's the Geno Smith we know. It's 14-10 in the third. Then Seattle scores 2 touchdowns to go ahead 24-14. The Cards march down. Zach Ertz makes it 24-21. I'm good, right? 24-21, I'm getting 7.5, 3:32 left. They don't even onside it. Even better. Then a 51-yard pass to Noah Fant when nobody is playing anything that resembles defense. They score a touchdown like a minute later with K9, the third, whatever, 24-14. I am done with the Cardinals. Kingsbury is fired from any of my future wagers, which is probably good for him. Brother Bri, what's your betting?
Yeah, Seahawks game was pretty good to me. I got a couple. I mean, I don't know what to start with. I would say we were doing the Spotify Live, right, yesterday, mm-hmm. and you just threw out there, the Bills are like +150 here to win with about a minute and 30 left, right? After the Jets went up to kick a mm-hmm. Jets kicked a field goal. I put a ton without even really thinking about it. I put a ton on the Bills there. And that was just I felt like money wasted so quickly, right? I mean, they fumbled the ball. They didn't even get a first down right there on mm-hmm. that on the end of that game. So that sucked. I had the Bama money line all over parlays on Saturday, which cost me a lot. I will say, too, I think the biggest thing I was, you know, whenever you put in a couple shot in the dark, right, I had a part of Sal, we talked about this, too, yesterday.
Yeah, briefly, I was on it, too.
I had 2 different touchdown parlays. One had like 5 quarterbacks on it. Got the first 3 basically by halftime, needed Lawrence, but it was a $25 bet to win $16,500. Mm-hmm. I couldn't have been more excited about that. The fact that I only lost $25, but I was so upset. Jaguars had the ball a few times, about the one against the Raiders that looked like Lawrence would maybe pull it to run one in. He didn't, so that sucked. And then I had another one.
But Brian, you had Burrow plus what, 675 on that?
Yeah, Burrow +675.
And we talked about Trevor Lawrence. He has to be the quarterback that we saw at Clemson. Otherwise, he's just going to be run of the mill.
Yeah.
He needs to run more, and he did. That's the one that
he
won.
Did, you know, and he did run that game. He ran well for a couple plays against the Raiders. And then I had another one. Mm-hmm. It's 6 of 7. 6 of 7 was $30 to pay $3,600. Right. So, yeah, it's about these cheap bets. I don't know. Usually I would think those wouldn't bother me as much, but in fact, I was so close. I that's kind of my dream, is to hit like a 1,000-to-1 parlay. I haven't been able to do it yet. I think like,
well, it's a cheap bet. If it's like Harry, where it's $15 to win 6. Yeah. So you don't care. But 15 to win 16.
Told you about these parlays are great, right?
All right, Harry,
yeah,
tell us
I'm
about
do it more again. I'm going to keep doing that one. I'll tell you that.
Tell us about one that wasn't so great, Harry.
Well, you know, obviously, aside from the Tennessee Volunteers, this is more of like a spite. I mean, look, I had a parlay yesterday, and Caesars is great. They do a bunch of, they give you a bunch of opportunities with boosts and everything on parlays. I had a 33% parlay boost on Sunday, and it was a five teamer going to pay $650. And I love the Pats game under. For some reason, I just backed out of that, and you can adjust the lines too. So I had the Detroit Green Bay just to go over 41.5. And that was my only loser. And it was 0-0 at the end of one, but within the first 7 minutes of the game, it should have had, it should have been 14-7 Green Bay. And Detroit goes for it 4th-and-1 at the Green Bay 3 minutes in. They don't get it. They don't kick the field goal. Incomplete. No touchdown. And then Aaron Rodgers, of course, you know, you have to know how I feel about him, has the face interception from the 1 yard line off the Detroit Lions face mask in the defensive lineman up in the air, picked, no score. And then again, with like 6 minutes to go in the first quarter, another pick inside the five. And at the end, when I should have 21 points in half a quarter, I had zero, and my over was already done.
Well, what? I mean, we're off by 21 points, right?
I understand, but the thing is that when you have 21 points, it should have been in 7 minutes.
I like when Harry says he understands, and then he's I'm like, yeah, you're off half the
total. But I'm pissed the whole rest of the game. I hate Aaron Rodgers. He's a scumbag.
Okay.
And then he let me down again when all I need is points against Detroit. That's just garbage, and
well,
I'm done already.
Right? I will say to Harry's defense there, like if you have an overpick and you get an early interception or a turnover inside the 20 right away to start the game,
last year, Brian. My total Kansas of the
City,
year
right?
in the Kansas City Washington game when Washington was giving up thousands of points last year, and Mahomes throws a pick inside the 10 first minute of the game, and then I was toast.
And that was another one you lost by about 30, but still.
Kansas City hadn't scored like over 20 in 3 weeks or something. Yeah, I remember talking you out of that. All right. You know when you're done with those. All right, let's hear the music, Meatballs.
When a bet makes you sick and you make the wrong pick, it's a bad ache. It's a bad ache. It's a bad ache.
All right, I want to get into Sunday's action here. First of all, Frank Reich fired. Couldn't, I guess, make any of his 11 quarterbacks work over the, how many years was he in, Bry? How many, 4 or 5 years? No, it had to be at least 5 years, right?
What,
McDaniel that Reich, screwed that team.
That,
yeah.
That Reich was there?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Was it five? I mean, he had like 6 quarterbacks, right? It had to be had 6 starting quarterbacks. I think it was like 5 years or five seasons, six,
I mean, how
six
many
seasons,
was there?
5 years.
Was he there just the first year with Luck? His first year, was that it?
Yeah. 2018? Yeah, so 18, 19, 20, 21, 30. Yeah. Okay, so you have 5. So anyway, he's out. I didn't even see who was in. Did they say who's taking over for him? I'm not even sure.
Yeah, didn't Joel send that out?
Jeff Saturday?
Yeah.
That's it?
Was that
that guy's an offensive lineman. I mean, they could have him play.
Eddie sent that out, right?
Wow. All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
There you go. They got crushed. I said on Simmons, I was like, they're not trying to tank the Colts because, you know, if you tank, you can get killed playing on the field. But I guess it's a combination of two things, putting Ellinger out there. If he worked, it was great. Then you don't have to go to the drafts, right? If it worked. But sacked 9 times, 121 total yards for the Colts offense on 60 plays. It was 0-for-14 on 4th down. That's a real stat, Bry. My God, 26-3, the Patriots win.
I saw on ESPN
that was one of the worst offensive performances since like 1975 total in terms of yards.
Really bad. Mac Jones, not a ton better, 147 yards, 1 touchdown pass. But in 2022, this is all you really need your quarterback to do in a lot of situations if you're playing defense. Jets on the Bills, we talked about it. It's part of my bet ache. Josh Allen, 18-for-34, 205. Talk about bad interceptions. 2 bad interceptions. Rodgers threw 3 bad interceptions. He had the thumb excuse, but I was you're just not used to seeing this stuff. I'll give the Jets credit. Their secondary is fun.
Really good, right?
Gardner, really, yeah, both sides, really. Bills 6-2, Jets 6-3, Dolphins 6-3, Patriots 5-4. I want to look at these odds. You're not getting me off my Bills pick for the division, but all of a sudden, Harry, it's interesting, right, with this division?
Very interesting. I mean, look at the Jets. It's wild. Miami looks like... 2 coughs for you. 2 coughs right now. Miami looks like
don't jinx it, buddy. You're still sick, and you
Miami.
Got
I know. You're right. Miami looks like the best team in terms of their offense can't really be stopped. Hill, tremendous, and Waddle, unreal.
Bryce, some teams don't need a quarterback to win. Not that Tennessee won yesterday, but you think they're going to be decent with a quarterback who throws between 80 and 150 yards.
Yep.
The Dolphins, I feel like, don't need a head coach to win. And they're plus 575, and they have that win over the Bills. But are we kidding ourselves? I mean, Patriots 20-1, Jets 22-1. Are you taking a shot on any of these teams over the Bills?
Ooh, that's no. I mean, I think we're all over the Bills. I mean, Dolphins maybe, right?
Yeah.
Looking at the Jets schedule, the Jets like next four, I think Jets have definitely some winnable home games in there, but I think four of their next. I could be wrong, but like three of the next four of the next five are kind of tough, right? They go to Minnesota. They have to go back to Buffalo. They got to go to the Patriots. So it's going to be Jets have to play perfect football to win. Dolphins are interesting because with Tua, they don't lose with Tua.
Even though six and oh with Tua.
I will say, even though like Tua is still, for as good as Tua's been, I feel like he should have thrown like 10 more interceptions this year.
That's fine.
In every game.
That's interesting because Sal, me and you were on the same, we've been on the same page about Tua that we need to see a little bit more. We need to see a little bit more. Not sold on the Dolphins overall. Have you seen enough or not yet?
I'll give him credit, but you got a receiver that's going to be close to 2,000 yards. So, I mean, that definitely helps, right? So, it helps the coach too. Like they're going to score in the 30s. They're going to be in a shootout at worst.
Yeah.
Right. He was 21 for 30, 302 to, Tyreek Hill is just a ton. Yeah.
Him and Hill and Waddle, they got almost 2,000 yards already combined.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. So they won 35-32. That Bears team is exciting. We were wrong about that. I don't need to see more out of Justin Fields because he is a force. It's a fantasy force. That's for sure. But he can go from 0 to 60 in no time. I mean, the way he takes off, I feel like he passes up 45-yard passes just to be like, all right, I can gain 30 here rushing.
He's
phenomenal.
The way he runs and the way he decides to really take off, he's actually better, I think. I think he's better than Lamar Jackson doing it now.
Look at this. Look at this, Harry. He shouldn't be in the league 3 weeks ago, and now he's better than Lamar Jackson.
At running. Unbelievable. At running.
All right, so they lose 35-32. But I think like the Packers are the least exciting team, I said, in that NFC. North for sure. Lions beat them 15-9. Big stand. Harry alluded to it. Aaron Rodgers, three picks, one of them made in Hutchinson. I really feel like, you know, we were talking about how far we could throw a ball. I think I could have thrown that touchdown pass to the lineman. I think I would have lofted it, Bry, in the corner of the end zone, and I would have figured it out. I mean, Rodgers definitely maybe one of the worst passes of his career.
Yeah, a couple of really bad throws from Rodgers. By the way, I will tell you, the other day I was up at the football field. Speaking of throwing, I was throwing the ball with my nephew.
What kind of ball?
It wasn't regulation. It was probably a little bit smaller than a high school ball. A little bit smaller. Uh-huh. I definitely would top out. That even with that ball, I was topping out at 40. There's no like.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, okay. I think a regular ball right now. Again, my arm's so bad, I can't really lift it that much further over my head, but. Yeah.
All right. Babyface has a shot at beating you. Interesting.
35 to 40 is the most.
This is why we never have good bald quarterbacks, Sal. I try to tell you this. You go bald, it's over.
You're right. It's true. What other games do we want? By the way, I didn't mention the Jets, first team of the season to hit their over. Season total, over 5.5. They're 6-3, just like that. And it's either going to be them or the Patriots or the Chargers, I think, getting that 7 seed. Everything's kind of rounding into shape, right? If you get, let's say Cincinnati makes the playoffs, Cincinnati, Baltimore, one of them's a wild card. Got to think the Dolphins are going to be a wild card or the Bills, right?
Yeah.
And then I think that's what are the other options for that third wild card spot?
Chargers.
That's what I said. Chargers, Jets, or Patriots. Yeah. I don't think there's anybody else. Is there?
Who wouldn't you want to see in there? Like, which of those teams, that Chargers, Jets, Patriots, Patriots or Chargers? Which
probably the Patriots.
Which one would you rather not be? Yeah,
I don't know. I mentioned, but you know what?
For how bad the Chargers have been lately, and I know that, you know, they did pull the game out. It's kind of a gutsy win to have to go to the East Coast, have to play early, down your two best wide receivers, and they pulled that game out. That goes a long way, I think, maybe now with the rest of the way for the Chargers.
And Dicker, the kicker, and as I mentioned before, that guy had no choice but to become a kicker, right? With a last name like Dicker, you're going to get teased for the rest of your life unless you make it a fun sing-songy rhyme thing like, oh, Dicker the kicker or Dicker the grape picker or something, right? But otherwise, you know, he couldn't have been an accountant. But anyway, they win. They finally get a field goal kicker that comes through 20-17. They were down a lot, right? Well, how much were they down? I guess they weren't down. They were maybe only down 7 or something. But
early they were down. What were they? They were down. Were they down double digits?
Digits might have been 10-3 or something. But Brian, yeah, to your point, if the Chargers could get healthy, I'd like to watch that team. That would be fun to watch, right? Chargers at Ravens or Chargers at Titans. I'd take that.
You never know. I mean, you always know you could get the numbers out of Herbert in a game like that, too.
Right. Actually, it would probably be Chargers at Chiefs, right? That would be the 7-2. Anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves here. Harry's Vikings win once again. Another one-score game. They beat the Commanders 20-17. They were down 17-7. Hockenson jumps right in there. Big part of this game. 9 receptions, 70 yards. Good job, Harry. This Vikings team, now a big test. They go to Buffalo in Week 10.
Captain Kirk Dog. What a job by him to get it done.
Oh, now he's a dog, too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's right. That was great afterwards. Great win for that team. He went back to Washington, as did O'Connell, who was his offensive coordinator when they were at Washington. Great win for the team. 7-1. They've won 6 in a row. They got Buffalo this week. That's going to be interesting because Buffalo, after blowing that Jets game, we'll see what they got. And Minnesota going back to the East and having to play Buffalo. It's going to be one of the fun games on Sunday.
I may or may not have a parlay with the Moneyline Bills over Vikings, and combined with the Republicans will win the House and Senate. I may have I'm not lying. I may. That might actually be in the works right now. Close to even odds to get that down. Yeah, Harry, I thought of you, and I got sick when I saw Cousins with his shirt off on the plane, but not because I knew you loved it. Because I was getting claustrophobic. Didn't that look terrible, Bri? I mean, that was like a nightclub on a plane. It's like nobody can move there. I don't know. I get nuts.
I will say, it's funny. I know how much you struggle with planes recently. It's funny. I used to, there was a 5 or 6 year stretch where I didn't even care. Like when I was on a flight. Nowadays, I feel like I'm almost the same way. I feel like I'm going down every time I get on a plane.
Well, I didn't tell many people about this. So last Saturday, I had a red eye after Friday night, after my kids' high school football game. We had a red eye to Florida. We had to land in Atlanta, so the worst of, but I didn't have a lot of choices. So get on there. The air isn't working, Bri. The air's not working on me, so I'm warm.
Worst.
And I can't sleep, and everybody else is sleeping, and it's dark, and I'm warm, and I'm nauseous, and I was like, oh boy, I'm gonna make a scene. And so I run to the bathroom in the back, but I leave the door open in the bathroom and I just splash water on my face for 20 straight minutes until I finally could calm myself. Now, like people, like the flight attendants walking by, like, sir, you don't have the door closed. I'm like, yeah, leave it open. Don't close this door. I was like a maniac, but yeah. So there you go.
Well, can I tell you, speaking of that, that's how it like, so on Friday, I went for a physical for the first time in like 10 years. And I was getting my blood results back from her and she was going over all my things. And she was telling me, she was saying it so nonchalantly, but if everything was like so terrible, it sounded like, oh, you're really close to this. You're, you know, which I think I'm in like perfect health that way. She keeps going over this. I start getting nauseous and then I start getting like hot. I'm sweating. And then I'm like, at the end of it, I'm like, sorry, I feel really embarrassed. I'm like, I have to lay down.
This is terrible. I know. And you're younger than us too. Harry, have you ever pulled a Kirk Cousins and taken your shirt off on a plane?
No, I haven't. But I got, it's funny, Sal, I didn't know that. Sorry about that. But I had just, last time I was on a plane too, I was in one of those old planes that was like really tight. And I started getting nauseous too. Just like I couldn't even, I was in the, you know, trying to get two people, my size, trying to get two people to get up while they're sleeping on an overnight flight to Chicago. And I'm feeling not so great. Not the greatest.
Yeah, it's not great. Not great at all. And then we had to land at 4:40 in the morning in Atlanta and jump on another plane, two terminals away. Like we barely made it. Anyway, all right, back to football. Joe Mixon, 5 touchdowns. I'm actually glad the Parlay Kid can't get on here. He offered me Joe Mixon. What was that deal? What did I have to give him?
It was Mixon and Kamara. It was Mixon and either Lamb or Cooper.
Cooper. It was Mixon and Cooper.
Or two of your running backs.
Right. Yeah. Of like Kamara and Pollard, right? Yeah. I mean, would have helped yesterday. I might still win anyway. But five touchdowns, four rushing, and then one receiving. The Bengals thrash the Panthers 42-21. Baker actually came in, replaced P.J. Walker in the second half. But Mixon scores five times in three quarters. Everybody sat the fourth quarter. Pretty good job for the Bengals. You just don't know what you're getting with them, Bri, right? Because you can get you imagine a performance like this, even without Jamar Chase, but, you know, they're going to get sacked between 2 and 12 times, Joe Burrow, right? So,
I mean, this is what you thought, right? If you put them on any money line parlay yesterday or teaser, this is what you thought you could get. Although I was a little bit more nervous. I really didn't have this game anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Sal, you know, it's fun. Like you just mentioned that, you know what you're going to get, but when this Bengal team is on, when they're on like yesterday, they might be the best team in the league.
Scary. Yeah, for sure. You don't want to draw them. Burrow throws deep, not afraid to sling it. And, you know, you were just waiting actually for Mixon to get hot, right? Yeah. And it's just that offensive line, if they can protect them. All right, we mentioned Patriots, Colts, Jaguars. Oh, Bri, I waited as long as I could.
No.
Jaguars beat the Raiders. Why didn't you warn me, Bri? I had so much money on the Raiders.
You.
You
I told
need
you.
To warn me.
I told you and the Parley Kid. You guys,
I must have been in the airplane bathroom.
I mean, how many times have you guys taken the Raiders? You've taken them, I think you jinxed them every game. Every
Guess
game.
Guess what? I'm taking them again. I think I might take them on a teaser. What are they, like a 6.5-point favorite? Against Indy? Not going to lose to Sam Ellinger. Come on. 27-20. You were up 17-0. I know there's a stat where you in 60 years you blew three games or five games by 17 games. Points. And now just this year alone, you've blown three.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
I want to lose these games. We suck. I want to lose these games. Mm. The problem is I have friends that keep saying, you got to fire McDaniels, which granted, you probably do, but they still have to pay Gruden like 4 years.
Yeah, so
I mean, they're stuck. They're stuck with this
group. No, but
that
money doesn't matter. That's not cap money, right?
No, it doesn't. But I feel like Mark Davis doesn't have a lot of money. He's not an owner that has billions and billions of dollars. I feel like he's a guy who just is surviving solely on football.
Right.
So they can't afford this necessarily unless they bring in some other. Well, if you want to invest in the Raiders, I guess now is the time.
All right.
Give them some money. But I will say that game, as soon as the Jaguars scored, as soon as they scored to make it, I don't know, was it 17-3 or 17-7? I can't remember. But as soon as they scored, I knew it was going to come down to the end. I knew it was a dogfight because they were moving the ball well on us anyway. Even the first drive, we were just lucky they fumbled the ball right away.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do with it. Parlay Kid did hit his Devontae Adams props over 6.5 receptions, 79.5 yards. So that was good. And now Damian Lillard hates the team. Seattle, Arizona, we talked about that. That was a babyface. What do you want to say here?
I mean, Bri, I sent you a graphic. I think the Raiders have blown leads now of 17, 17, and 20. They've blown more leads than Democratic governor candidates this year.
There you go. All right. You got it out. That's good. We talked Seattle, Arizona. That was terrible. Rams, Bucks, that was terrible too. This game that they clear out for CBS, Bart Romo, Nance get it. Now, like, oh, God, there's really nothing else. There's Arizona, Seattle, and this game, like, we got to watch Stafford Brady. It was miserable for 58 minutes. And then Brady, I don't know, the really soft coverage, Harry, by the Rams. And he nickel and dimed his way down the field and then got a, you know, pass interference call. And then they're at the two and then he wins it. So
yeah,
this Rams team is in trouble. The Bucks don't look great. I don't know what to think.
Both teams are like becoming unwatchable. It's a tough watch. I mean, 3 and out for the Tampa Bay left and right. They had, like, Bri, you mentioned, because you were upset, like 6 or 7 drops during the game for Tampa Bay. Rams still can't establish anything offensively. It's awful to watch. But the defense was great, the Rams yesterday, until that last drive where they just kept giving up chunks in that last minute. And then they get the pass interference call and they punch it in. It was a tough loss for the Rams, and moving forward, this division now, it's Seattle is just unbelievable. Like, you still have San Francisco, who's I was on their bye week, who's tough from now too.
I got to look. I didn't see the odds now for the West. It's Niners minus 130. Niners minus 130, Seattle plus 140, Rams 12-1, and Cardinals 40-1. Yeah, not look good. I mean, the fun one is Seattle, but it was more fun 2 weeks ago when you probably get about 5-1 on them. Now it was they're
eight,
a serious team.
It was 18 to, they were eight. Seattle 3 weeks ago was 18-1 to win the division.
Is that what they were?
At some point, yeah.
Team at doesn't lose. And then Kansas City, Tennessee, that was a fun game. Boy, he really still, Mahomes, we have our friend Trevor listening in, and he makes the niftiest of any play, right, Brian? He's good for three or four of those, and that's why they're a must-watch, even when they're struggling scoring. He's so great to watch.
That's the thing. So, right, even though Trevor's, I mean, we've been saying forever, right, like the first 2 years of Mahomes were like, this is the best quarterback we've ever seen, right? Yeah. There's guys who just never have done this, which is still the case. It's just weird to think there are games where even like last night, he puts up a ton of yards, but they struggle. Mm-hmm. You know, there's games where they've struggled to score the last 2 years, which is weird considering, I mean, how phenomenal he is. You know,
for what he went yards wise, and the attempts that he had to make yesterday to pull that game out, but to only have 17 points at the end of regulation is amazing. Testament to him. I mean, he battled the whole way.
Well, testament to that defense, too. They had four sacks. They could have had about seven or eight if he wasn't such a great scrambler. But, yeah, he can beat you any way he wants you, really, eventually, I think. You know, in the pocket, he's great. You'll find Kelsey, like, over the middle. And then as soon as he rolls right, like, oh, he's got you dead to rights, too. So, the numbers were – they stayed as close as they could, Tennessee, with a quarterback who only threw for 80 yards. But I was looking at their play, like – they just dominated time and possession, the Chiefs. That's why they won. Like, you think of Henry having a great game, but he only had 17 carries. So,
yeah, he was great.
And Tennessee was great. Tennessee was great once game got around to the red zone to hold Kansas City to field goals. And then, Butker missed a couple of kicks too, which benefited Tennessee too.
Yeah, Henry 17 for 115. They had 172 on the ground, and Malik Willis had 80 yards passing. So they only had 250. So maybe we should be praising the Chiefs' defense a little bit. But Malik Willis, you know, people talking about A.J. Brown, oh, big mistake. I don't know if that guy connects with A.J. Brown. I'm not sure A.J. Brown makes Malik Willis a star. It's just tough. 2017 Chiefs win. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick break, and then we will be back with our Monday Night Football breakdown. Your first bet with Caesars Sportsbook and Casino, it's on Caesars, up to $1,250. Download the app with promo code CZRFULL and place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it all back as a free bet. That first bet also gives you 1,000 tier credits and 1,000 reward credits, putting you closer to the types of perks only Caesars can offer: free stays, game tickets, experiences, and more.
You must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ontario, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, and Utah, and other states where prohibited. Yes, you have to know when to stop before you start. If you have a gambling problem in Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania, or if you know someone who has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, or in Maryland, visit MarylandGamblingMDGamblingHelp.org, or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY. That's 467-369. Or text CONNEX to 247-247. Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, we're back. Parlay Kid having a little trouble getting on, but we will give you his picks. Are you? Is he here? Did I say
he's back? He's back.
Oh, I didn't see him. What's up, Parlay Kid? All right,
take the Yankee shirt off. Maybe things will change, Derek.
You guys haven't gotten to the game yet? What the heck's going on?
We were slow playing at Parlay Kid. We wanted you to come back.
And I appreciate that, guys. I was hoping you'd be done by the time I got back on. So, but no, it's all good. I'm glad. I'm on the phone. There's a good chance my phone will die here within a couple minutes, and I'll be back off.
Well, give us your pick. Baltimore -1.5. It's at New Orleans in the Superdome, whatever they call it now. 46.5 is the over-under. How do you like it going?
Yeah, no. What worries me about this is, right, because we're all against the Saints last week. Are we all against the Saints again?
Oh, man, we might
tonight?
Be. I don't know. Yeah,
we might be. I think we are. I think we all like the Ravens here. Mm-hmm. Which is dangerous, which is now why I would like to rethink this. But at the same time, Sal, no. Let's go Ravens here, Sal, with that. I think the Ravens have made some moves, right? They picked up the linebacker. Mm-hmm. They picked up Roquan Smith. They're all in here. They're all in to win. I know their offense, they need to find some guys that Jackson can throw to, but I think this is a huge game for Jackson. I think we saw what Fields did for the Bears yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think Jackson's doing the same thing tonight for the Ravens. I really think he is going to carry this team on his back tonight. The defense will stifle the Saints offense, which they're down guys too. Let's face it. They don't have a ton of explosive weapons here. I think the Ravens have a field day on the defensive side. And Jackson goes off. So let's take the Ravens here, Sal.
You know, on the road. You talk about the injuries. I probably shouldn't say this, but someone told me off to the side. I hear Michael Thomas may not play. He might not actually play. There's injuries all over. Bateman, Andrews, Edwards. Who knows what's going on? Thomas, Staley doesn't practice. Justin Houston, Calais Campbell, the Marlon Humphrey is a hamstring. Marcus Peters with the knee. It's really, really interesting when you stack it all up. I'm still going Ravens. Bri, you're taking them also.
Taking the Raiders. Look, I don't want to overvalue that Saints win against the Raiders. So, you know, now that we've seen how the Raiders are just garbage. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's funny. This Ravens team still has not put everything together, and they still find themselves 5-3. I do like some of the moves they made. But do you know that the Ravens have led by 10 points? Do you know that they've led by 10 points in every game this season?
Wow. They either blow it or they keep it close towards the end. Right. I know.
Yeah.
I was thinking first half might be the way to go. I was actually looking at all that. Yeah,
that's a pretty good one there. Maybe I would prefer that to the full game too. But it wasn't long ago we saw the Saints, you know, lose to the Cardinals. They lost at home to the Bengals as well, where they, you know, struggled to score. I do think it's another low scoring, kind of close game though. But you know, with the spread at 1.5, I'm going to take the Ravens.
All right. Yeah, I'm looking at this. Ravens are fifth against the run, so not great versus the pass. But Harbaugh's had time to prepare for Andy Dalton, who's now just the starter. It's not just, you know, Winston could go. Dalton's actually the starter. But since his first year in Baltimore, is from Action Network, Harbaugh 16-9-2 against the spread with 10 or more days in between. Mm. Yeah, they played last Thursday. New Orleans 1-6 against the spread, Harry, in the last 7 Monday games. Ooh. Wow.
Wow.
You're going under.
Yeah, I like the under at 46.5. Like you mentioned, no Bateman or Andrews for Baltimore. For the last 5 Baltimore games, 44 or less. And the Saints are coming off their best defensive performance of the season, shutting out Bryant's Raiders. Baltimore's second in the league in rushing. New Orleans is ninth. Both teams, I think, try to establish their running attacks, keep drives alive, mostly that way, keep the clock rolling. Defenses tighten up in the red zone. I think we see some field goal attempts here, a lot more than touchdowns. I got like a 22-16 type of game.
Okay. I have 24-19. I have you under two. Yeah, I read the same thing. Four last five Ravens games have gone under. Let's hit the props. Well, parlay kid, I think I'm against you here, even though I have the Ravens and I just listed their injuries. I'm not sure how. I guess I'm thinking it's going to be a lot of Duvernay. I have no idea how they're going to do it, but under 60 and a half rushing yards, it's pricey. It's a Harry prop at minus 131. The Saints have held 7 of 8 quarterbacks under this number. Mariota busted them up earlier in the year, but since then they've been stealthy against quarterbacks who move around. They held Kyler to 30, but you know, Burrow moves to 25. Lamar himself hasn't eclipsed this 61-3 of his last four.
Right.
So let's go under 60 and a half. Brother Bri, you have Lamar to score a touchdown. That's fine by me, as long as it's not a long one.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I have him plus 150. I do think he has a big night running the ball. I'm sorry, Sal. You know, I didn't really profit much on this yesterday, but like I said, I had a lot of these touchdown QB touchdown props. You know, Burrow at plus 675, Allen, I think, was plus 160. I had Mahomes at plus 440.
This is all to run them in. This is the one. We used to bet over 1.5 passing touchdowns, but those days are over. I think you're onto something here.
Well, look, you know, I'm just saying, I think it was a big day for quarterbacks running, so I'm going to say that extends into tonight. He hasn't had a rushing touchdown since week 3. I mean, this was a prop that used to be plus 100 or maybe even minus 110, minus 120 last year, a few times later in the season. You're getting at a plus 150. Eventually, he's going to go on a run. He's still getting, you know, his 10 carries here. So I like it at that number.
All right, Harry, this is risky, boy.
Yeah.
You understand that? Andy Dalton, no interception?
Yeah, I'm going to go Andy Dalton will not throw a pick at even money, plus 100. Ravens defense, 0 picks last 3 games. And aside from that Thursday game versus Arizona, Dalton has one other pick the entire season. Dalton keeps the offense simple, lets Kamara lead the way. Kamara's been great offensively the last 4 games, had over 100 yards from scrimmage, rushing and receiving combined. Let him do the work. And I think he doesn't throw a pick here. I think he remembers Dalton. Obviously, he was terrible in that night game against Arizona.
You think he remembers
tonight.
That?
Smarter tonight. Okay. Smarter tonight.
All right.
No pick.
Parlay kid, we've been doing these alternating back and forth. Tucker, best in the game, over 1.5 field goals.
Yeah, I think Brian had was on one of these not too long ago. I know I'm laying a little bit here at minus 145, I something in that area. So, but what's there not to like about Tucker inside here tonight, kicking the ball, the greatest in the game to get it done. And the Ravens, you know, he's sometimes their best offensive weapon, right? So he could go from, you know, he might kick a 60-yarder tonight. I wouldn't be surprised. They're going to need him to kick at least 2 or 3 tonight. So I also think the over 7.5 points here for Tucker would be a good play as well. So I'll just take the over 1.5 field goals in this game. I think we might have that by halftime. So
that's a fun one. That's not bad at all. I like that. All right. First touchdown is what I don't like. I didn't even look at the, you know what I did? I went to the board. I was like, who's the longest shot? That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because this has just been ridiculous.
Yep.
All year long. We got guys. And so the favorite is Alvin Kamara at plus 430. Kenyon Drake, 5-1 second. Kenyon Drake, 5-1. Come on. Taysom Hill, plus 650. And then Lamar Jackson, plus 675. How about this? Rashid Shaheed, baby, 23-1. Let me see if that's moved. Rashid Shaheed, 23-1. Still.
Man.
Now, you may remember he did this against Arizona in a night game a couple weeks ago. He is a first touchdown machine. 3 targets last week. Thomas out. Landry limited in his return. It was the last I was reading. Listen, I can go through the names of the guys who have caught the first touchdown in some of these night games. Rashid Shaheed, one of them. Tegan Quitoriano was one last week. Dante Pettis was one. Greg Dulcich. What are we doing here?
Yep.
This is outrageous. I used to do this for Simmons for the Super Bowl. I would take someone like a weird prop, right? The Gary Russell prop. All these guys are stars now. Or they're off the team. I don't know. I've not checked in on them. Why not Rashid Shaheed again? 23-1. Harry, what school do you go to?
Oh, don't know.
Yeah, I gotta get it. Weber State.
Okay.
Weber State. Yeah, there you go. 23-1. All right. Parlay kid. Not bad. Lamar Jackson plus 675, right?
Yeah, why not? I don't know in terms of plus 675, I'd like it still to be a little bit better than that. But I think for Jackson, and compared to the rest of these odds, I think that's a good play. He hasn't scored, as brother Bri said, since what, week three, Bri?
Week three,
yeah. So he's due for a touchdown. I think today he gets one, so I'm just rolling the dice that he gets the first one here.
Yeah.
That's it. And I think at plus 675, decent value. He's still not – I thought he'd be the top play tonight, but he's not. So let's take him. Let's take him.
Well, I know the running backs are the favorites almost always, right? Kamara plus 430 and Kenyon Drake 5-1. But if you think about just like spatially, if you envision a game, if you have first down at the 15-yard line, those guys probably aren't going to score on a straight handoff, right?
Well,
Lamar Jackson could run it in there,
right? Well,
we saw
that the quarterbacks do that yesterday quite often.
Yeah.
And Sal, not only that, we talk about Kamara. Kamara, he scored his first touchdowns last week. He hadn't scored until last week.
I know.
I mean, he had a huge game last week, but that was the first he hadn't scored. So, I don't know. That's those odds aren't great for a guy who only scored in one game so far this year. So,
yeah, you're right. You're right. All right, that's good. Bri, who do you like?
Well,
going
a little
with a different Jackson here.
Yeah, I mean, look, the right now Caesars doesn't have odds for the Tucker or a punter to score a touchdown tonight, which is basically kind of what's been happening.
Right.
I will say they just updated it, so I didn't see these odds not too long ago. But guys like Troutman, Darren Staten guy is playing tonight, which originally he wasn't. He's 23-1. Juwan Johnson also. They didn't have those odds a few minutes ago. Juwan Johnson's also.
Wait, I could change to Josh Oliver for the same odds?
You should jump on Troutman at 23-1, Sal.
Yeah.
Right.
I like the Troutman one, but I'll stick with the stupid one I was picking before. But DeSean Jackson, right? We've kind of seen at 23-1, we've kind of seen this happen recently, right? Guys get kind of signed or just picked up and score touchdowns. This reminds me when the Raiders had Jackson for that brief stint last year, he was 50-1 in that Cowboys Thanksgiving game for the first touchdown. I think it was his second game with the Raiders, maybe, and he scored that first touchdown at 50-1. Well, so I was reminded of that. So maybe we'll see a long shot early in that game to try and get soften up the defense a little bit. So I don't know how much he's going to overall play, but I'll say maybe. It's a bomb at 23-1.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question. Because Caesars, you can't find like a defense for first touchdown, right? Or special teams.
I don't think
can't
so.
Find
it's not
that.
On there, yeah.
What if Jackson returns a punt for a touchdown?
I think you get your money back.
I don't think you get your money back too, so.
Yeah. I would think that's what it is. But here's what I'm thinking, Darren.
Okay.
Do the 23andMe bet boost. Josh Oliver, Adam Troutman, Rashid Shaheed, and DeSean Jackson, all 23-1. I'm doing it.
Maybe that's
we're gonna have action. We're gonna have a lot going on.
We're gonna have the NBA on, so we might as well sprinkle some of this stuff.
That's what I'm gonna do. 23andMe, 4-way parlay. All right, not a parlay, but I'm gonna take them separately. All right, Harry, did you pick yet? You haven't.
No, I've hit four. You guys have hit zero.
I like Harry's.
So it's probably not likely that you guys are going to hit one tonight. But I am gonna take. With that said, I'm gonna take Isaiah Likely at 8-1. He had his best game as a pro with Mark Andrews going down with an injury last week against Tampa. He scored his first touchdown of his career, had 7 targets, 6 receptions in that game against the Bucs. And we know Lamar loves going to tight ends in the red zone like he usually would with Andrew. So let's give Likely a shot here at 8-1.
All right. We'll do it again. Hey, let's take a quick break, and then we're going to go over college. We'll mention the baseball, where the state of Major League Baseball is right now, and then we'll take us out of here.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, big football, big college football shakeup there in the top 10. Georgia beats Tennessee 27-13. Anyone with a brain could see that happening. Only the squares were on the Vols right there. Ohio State, ugly win over Northwestern 21-7. Notre Dame, Spaghetti's team beats Clemson 35-14. Might not have even been that close. And LSU, poor brother Bri, beat Alabama with a two-point conversion at 32-31 in overtime. Now, here's the thing, Bri. This is what I want to run by you. All right, we get it. Georgia's going to be in, right? Even if they lose the SEC championship. Ohio State, Michigan winner is going to be in, right? So that's two. Now you got to place two probably one-loss teams. We're looking at odds. Oregon is 5-1. I know they don't want to put them fourth up against a one, right? Because then you got the 49-3 stink, right? You don't want that rematch, right? So that's tough. TCU is 4-1. Three tough games. We know they have coming up, right?
Right. They have Texas, Baylor, and then they're going to have to play the championship game, which might be against similar team, one of the teams again.
Exactly. Yeah. Tennessee minus 105 kind of helped themselves out a little bit with a loss, I think, because they're not going to have to play in the SEC championship, can run the table. Then they have one loss, and the one loss is against the best team in the country and not 49-3 like Oregon. And Michigan plus 120. I think if they lose against Ohio State, I think they can get in. So what about this? Is there any way you lose money if you bet both of them? If you bet both of them, one of them has to show up in the top four.
Yeah, I feel like the committee's got to give. Yeah, no, I agree. I feel like the committee's got to give one of them, if not both, the chance, right?
So I think both make it. I really do. But one of them has to. Almost has to.
Yeah, I mean, look, if Michigan loses by 40 to Ohio State and Ohio State, then they can get knocked out. But I don't think this Michigan team is going to get blown out. I think that's going to be a close game.
What about the other way? What if Michigan wins? Ohio State's probably in too, right? But that won't matter for this bet. Yeah,
I really like the Michigan one. I feel like because I feel like they probably should make it. They've been dominant, right, for the most part. Otherwise, I mean, you look.
Here's the thing: if you take both of them. It's not going to be Oregon and TCU, right?
No.
That's not going to be two of them.
No,
so
right.
It has to be Tennessee or Michigan.
You're lucky if you get one Pac-12 team, right? It could still be USC. It could be – I mean, look.
Yeah.
If LSU would have to beat – LSU has to win out and then beat Georgia, right? Which is likely not happening.
Right.
But.
Look,
there are a couple of pitfalls, but I really like that.
Ole Miss too. You have a scenario where they could win that and then, but no, I like that. So I definitely think one of those two is definitely.
Hey, Sal, why did I not see USA? Yeah, go ahead.
I got Michigan on at 55-1 to win this whole thing. To win the whole thing.
Remember when
Damashek laughed at me when I picked him in that super contest we're in?
He laughed.
All over me. Like, that was terrible. What, are you kidding me? That's what he said.
Well, let's see. Let's see what they do. They're plus 850 now. They're the third best choice right now.
Darren, he needs to worry more about his Penguins. They've lost seven
in
a row.
That's
true. But I have Michigan actually at two right now because you win, you're in, obviously, against Ohio State, but their non-conference schedule is so bad. I think even if they lose, they're out and somebody else has to get in.
Really?
And if Ohio State loses at home, they're out.
Well, they won't do that.
Somebody's in for the Big Ten. Big Ten schedule. Besides Michigan and besides Ohio State, the rest of the entire conference is bad.
Well, Howard, you could say that about every conference this year for the most part.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well,
it really
SEC still
matter.
Is, you know, look at Alabama, two losses, but look what it's taken for Alabama to lose two losses. They missed the field goal against Tennessee. Tennessee gets that wobbler that goes, and then you lose on a two-point conversion against LSU. Alabama's still good.
That's fine. Well, you could do that. Believe me, I'm for it. If it was two SEC teams and two Big Ten teams, I wouldn't cry as much as everybody else does. But here's why. I promise it means something. They churn out pros. They churn out pros, the Big Ten and the SEC, right? I mean, you get 37% of the pros are in the SEC and a close number is with the Big Ten. That's who people want to see. And the committee, they definitely factor that in.
But so, also, if Michigan gets beat bad or whatever, TCU, if they do go undefeated, you have to count them in.
Mm. All right.
Yeah, undefeated, they'll make it.
Undefeated, you got to count them in.
I agree with that.
Undefeated, sure. Yeah, of course. But that's a down conference too. Oklahoma's not nearly as good. But I get it. Undefeated, you have to put them
in. Michigan, one more thing with this. So Michigan, though, is what? Against at Ohio State, they'll be what? Like plus 180 to plus 200?
Oh, I think more. I thought I saw like nine-point favorite.
Darren,
if you like, if you got Michigan there, might be worth it to take Corum for a Heisman.
And so Corum is plus 750, Hendon Hooker plus 280, CJ Stroud, who did not have a good game at all, plus 175. So it's all about just surviving, right?
It is.
So this is kind of what I said. I thought like if Ohio State just beats Michigan, that's you could take a money line or you could take Stroud plus 175 because I think he's going to win, right? Parlay Kid, he just showed that there's not, and I know the weather was a factor at the Northwestern there, but shows that if you just keep winning, you're going to get it if you're CJ Stroud.
That's correct. But like I think Harry raises a good point. I mean, if this Michigan running back has a big game against Ohio State and they beat Ohio State,
and he's the reason,
he probably jumps him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he probably jumps him. He's the number one guy all of a sudden. That could happen.
So then Hendon Hooker doesn't have a chance.
I feel like he doesn't now. Right. So if this Michigan kid runs, he'd have to run for like 200 yards and have three touchdowns against Ohio State for him to and Michigan to win. But
Michigan has to win though too.
Yes.
Interesting. It's all very interesting. Baseball, Astros win World Series. Jeremy Peña, MVP, third rookie to ever do it. The first position player, rookie position player to ever do it. What were his odds, Brian? What could he get Peña at?
16 to 1. I almost 16? Took it.
All right, yep. He was right in there.
Wow.
Almost took it. So I collect, Mattress Mac collects. Congrats to Jen Piacenti. I hit the first leg of my Grand Slam Championship parlay. 2,200 to one. Mm. Astros, Bills, Bucks, Avalanche. Nice. Tell me who blows that. Who blows that? That's
Astros,
a winner.
Bills,
Astros, Bills. Whoa. Avalanche. No.
I mean, they
Bills,
haven't started.
Bucks. Milwaukee they, Bucks.
Colorado's been pretty
Avalanche.
Bad.
I think Darren's right.
Tough to repeat.
Really?
And they've got injuries, D.
Yep.
I probably won't do it, but if there was any way to hedge, if they made the final
four. Well, that
four,
might be the last thing going on,
so. Yeah, well, it'll be side by side with the Bucks, right?
Probably. I mean, you'd have an idea.
Yeah, so anyway, all right. Well, maybe I'll prop swap that, cash that out right now. I mean, they have to give me $30,000-$40,000 at least for now. Getting with the Astros and the big Bills loss yesterday. We did the Breeders' Cup Challenge. Harry and I did it. We got a free entry. We were 210th, Harry. What? Right? Out of 500 something?
210 out of 549. We had a couple nice ones. We had a try box for 700. We had a couple exactas for 500. So we had shots.
I mean, Parlay Kid, and I appreciate you doing it, Harry, but with all the bragging Harry was doing about these long shots that hit, wouldn't you think we did better than 210?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, time out.
I would 100% thought that because he was like, you know, just hit this, just hit that, and 210th.
Yeah.
Timeout. Wow. Can I speak, please?
What was the highest we got?
I'm sorry. Bobby Flay finished ahead of you. Sorry, Harry.
Kenny Mayne did pretty good. Yeah. Kenny finished 277. And I wasn't bragging. I thought that we're a team, right? We are a team. So I figured I was updating the team with what we were doing. And at one point, we were at like 170th at one point, and we had a bunch of races left. Just couldn't get anything going in the last five races.
I got excited, but then I checked the leaderboard. I'm like, oh, we moved up like eight spots.
Who are you most embarrassed to have finished behind in that? Who would you say on that list?
I didn't know anybody else except that Dave Portnoy. Really, I didn't know anybody else.
Oh, okay.
There wasn't anybody else Harry, there.
Dare, you weren't on there, but Harry said, what did he say, Bri? You have to study. He realized you have to study.
No. You have to study, but you also have to know how to bet horses, which I do, but I don't know horses for crap. So you have to like key horses. You got to put the favorite in the second and third if you want the trifecta to pay. And there's 10 horses, 12 horses in races. I think 210 out of 549 is a great job.
I know. That's good. That's fine. That's good. I didn't care. I didn't know we weren't going to win. But but to say we have to study, like, all these kids going off to Harvard. Yeah, because they studied. That's why they're there. Like, yeah, that's what it is.
I don't know trainers. I don't know trainers. I don't know owners. I don't know, you know.
We're going to do this
Arabian
next year.
Arabian horses, European horses. I don't know this stuff.
All right. Paul, Babyface, what do you think of this? 210th? Is that good?
I mean, this is like, it sounds like college all over again. I didn't study, but 50th percentile, that's great.
That's what I mean. I know. Don't. Harry didn't know studying was part of it. We'll take 210th. Hey,
you weren't great at studying either.
Hey, your extra points pick, though, speaking of colleges, what did you do? You, it was a nod to the Scully brothers. What'd you do?
I did a nod to the, you know what? I put brothers. I should have put boys, but I did a 5-point, 3-team teaser since college basketball starts today with Brian's Stony Brook +24 up to 29 against Florida. Parlay Kids Dayton playing Darren. They're laying 31 to a team I've never heard of. And I've heard of every team. Lindenwood. And so Petit go down to 26, minus 26 there. And Mikey Meatballs, I took his Buffalo Bulls. So +3 against Colgate, push that up to +8 at home.
All right, there you go. It's a Coley special right there. And we will have to celebrate the return of college basketball. The great, one of our favorites, All-American, Tate Frazier is back to preview. He's going to help us out. Maybe he'll even come on our Race to 10 Monday marathon. 15 games tonight. We're doing it. We're racing to 10 on all of it. We will be on Spotify Live from 6:50 Eastern to probably 10:50 Eastern. Did I get that right? 4 hours, nonstop action. The start times are staggered by 15 minutes, and we'll have the football game on as well, Bri. I don't know. This is going to be...
I'm tired already.
We're going to regret this? We're going to regret this.
100%, yes.
Oh, man. All right. Check it out. Do it. Race to 10. Join us. Raise your hand. Speak. We're going to talk to Anastasia probably 35 times in 4 hours. Right? And some of our Josh and some of our others. There you go. And that'll do it for another episode of Against All Odds from Mikey Meatballs, for Babyface Joel Solomon, and the Degenerate Trifecta. I'm Sal, saying so long and happy handicapping. Na 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 na